people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
Neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood. A neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, glad we're together again today. You saw the football that I brought, didn't you? I don't play football very well, but someone I know really does. I'll show you a picture of him and me together. His name is Lynn Swan, and here he is in his Pittsburgh Steelers uniform. Now, I'd like you to see him playing in some real football games. You have to be very strong to play professional football, but you also have to be very strong for something else that Lynn does, and that is dance ballet. I'd like you to meet him and see him at his dance studio where he practices. Mr. Davis, the ballet master, will be there too. So let's go to the neighborhood dance studio. Love to see your people dance.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like you to know my television neighbor. This is Mr. Davis,
Hello.
The ballet master. That's sort of like being a coach, isn't it?
It sure is. Hmm? Coach them in whatever they do, all the moves.
Is Lynn Swan here?
I'm expecting him, any second now. He called. He's just running a little behind schedule.
I see. Could I wait for him?
Sure.
Watch what you're doing?
Sure. Join in.
Oh, thank you.
You know Layla.
Hi, Layla.
Hi.
Good to see you.
All right. Grand battement. One. And two. And one. And two. Three. Hold. Four. One. Two. Three. retiré, plié, steady, pirouette, plié, pirouette, plié, and relevé de tournant, head up, and hold, and back, relevé, plié, pirouette, plié, one, two, three, and four, and hold it. Good. Hi there, Lynn.
Hi, Bob.
How are you? Good to see you, fine.
Mr. Rogers is here.
Hi, Fred.
How are you?
Good to see
you.
Take a break. Thank you.
Sorry I'm late.
Oh, well, I was glad to be able to see Bob's students working here.
Good.
It's hard work, isn't it?
Very hard work. Very hard work.
Are you going to wear this for your dance?
No, I'll take this off before I dance.
Oh, I see. Well, maybe we could show my television neighbors some of your football uniform.
Sure.
Good, and I'll get our music ready.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay. This, of course, is our helmet, and it's hard on the outside to protect your head and soft on the inside with the little padding here. And there's water and ear pads here. We can pump air in it with these through these little holes on the outside. It makes it a perfect fit, so it doesn't shake around.
All to keep your head safe.
Huh? All to keep it safe. And our jersey isn't designed for safety, but it's designed to identify the players on the team.
88.
With the 88s on the front and larger 88s on the back, and your name.
Your name.
So they can see you far away. So if you do something wrong, the official knows which one you were, and he calls out your number.
And if you get a touchdown, they know that it's
then they
you
know
too.
Who it is, too. Yeah. Let me show you the pads. Underneath, the shoulder pads. You can see it's hard plastic here, and it's foam or padding underneath to protect your shoulder.
I see. Yeah. To keep you safe here and up
around
in
your
here.
Neck. If you need more protection on your neck, we have a larger foam rubber collar that you can put around and tie into your shoulder pads.
I see.
It's here. I'll show you my shoes before I take those off. You see all the little cleats?
Yeah.
That's so you don't slip on the AstroTurf.
They're hard rubber, aren't they?
That's correct. There are different shoes for the grass, but of course in Pittsburgh we have artificial turf, so I wear these more often than not.
I see.
I'll take these off.
Those are certainly not shoes you'd wear for dancing, are they?
Oh, no, they're much heavier than the dance shoes.
They'd stop you mighty quickly.
Very quickly. And these are the pants that have pads inside to protect the thighs up here, mm-hmm. and pads down below protect the knees. Now, this is much harder than the knee pad,
mm-hmm.
because your thigh doesn't bend as much as your knee does. It has to be flexible here.
I see.
Okay. Now I'll take my pants off.
There's your leotards underneath, huh?
Yes. These.
They keep you warm, I suppose, at times.
The tights do keep me very, very warm during the winter. As a matter of fact, when it does get cold in Pittsburgh during the football season, I always wear the tights underneath. Mm-hmm. They also give support while you're running.
And it's also a quick change for you to do your dancing afterwards.
That's correct.
Can I help you here?
Sure. Carry this over. Shoes on here.
Well, they're certainly different from the football shoes.
Yes, they are.
Size 10.
I'm a large
ballet
foot.
Shoes.
Large foot for dancing, but a small foot in football.
You've worked hard at both, haven't you?
Yes, I've worked about 14 years taking dance lessons from starting in the fourth grade.
In the fourth grade?
In the fourth grade. I was dancing before I played football or basketball or any other sport. And then I went on through junior high school and college taking dancing lessons, mostly jazz and tap and some ballet.
Well, are you doing something special here or just part of the class?
Sure, oh, part of the class, and we always work on all of our dance steps, and we're working on a little pas de deux, it's a dance for two that we'll show
Good.
You later.
Can we see that?
Sure, but first let me show you some of the warm-ups that we do before we actually dance.
Oh, all right. Maybe I could try them with you.
Sure. Put your hands on the bar here, put your left leg back, get your heel flat on the ground, then lean forward, keeping the heel down, and stretches out that calf muscle.
Sure does.
And the thigh muscle.
I can feel that.
Then we switch over, do the same thing on the other leg. Good. Bring them both together, All right, and we kind of move them in place like this, like we're running.
Uh-huh.
It loosens up the ankles and the knees.
That's like jogging exercises.
Sure. All sports and dances are used pretty much the same exercises to loosen up and to get warm.
So dancing really is a sport.
Yes, it
is. As well as an art, isn't it?
Yes. One more is a trunk rotation. But you grab your hand like this, and you just kind of twist around. When you get to the top, it's like stretching in the morning. All right. Then you go back down on the other side, and then you stop and you go in the other direction. And that helps loosen up the back, your lower back, and your shoulders.
Sure does.
So that's a pretty good little warm up.
Now, will you dance?
Sure. Bob, need a little help here.
All right. Ready to do your number?
Yes, the pas de deux that we're working on with Laura.
With Laura?
Pas de deux.
That's a dance for two people.
Oh, hi.
This is Laura Broach.
And Fred Rogers, Laura. Are you the two people in the pas de deux?
That's it.
That's the two.
Good. Where should I stand to
Over here with me.
All right.
You ready? Okay, Elizabeth. One. And pose. Pas de deux lift. Again. And pas de deux lift. Little lift. Now bring her right over here. There you go. And to the center. Now the twirl. Up. Swirl down and up. And good, Lynn. Lynn solo. Échappé. And pose. Again. Échappé. And pose. The big lift. Steady. Up. Promenade. Good. Take your time. No rush. Easy. And soutenu, Laura. Bourré. And up to the shoulder. And finish. Very good.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Not bad at all. Very nice.
Thank you.
Have you all been working on that a long time?
Since yesterday.
Since yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, that's a lot to learn in a short time.
I guess so. How many hours do you work?
Anywhere from 5 to 8 hours per day.
Gee. A lot of work in football and dance, isn't it?
Indeed.
Lots of hard work.
Dedication, that's what it takes.
I'm really grateful to have been able to see you dance. I mean, a lot of people have seen you on the football field, but not a lot of people have seen you dance. And as you say, it takes a great deal of work and a lot of strength.
That's right, and they help each other quite a bit. I danced way before I started playing football, that's for sure.
So that really helped you with your football team.
That's right. All the hard work and dance translates very well to football.
Right. Well, sure thank you.
You're very welcome.
For letting me watch.
We've got more hard work.
We've got a lot of work.
See you. We'll see you
Everyone
later.
Everyone to places.
Thank you. See you soon.
Bye-bye. Ready? One, two, and one, two, and three, and four, and one, two, three, four, and one. Two, three, four, one, two, three, four. Good. Point the feet. Bye-bye. And hold.
They really care about their work, don't they? Let's have some make-believe. I care about their work, too. Let's make believe that Lady Aberlin is giving her drawing for the contest, and she thinks she'd like to dance a bit, too. We could even pretend that she meets Lynn Swan in the neighborhood of make-believe. Hey, Trolley.
Hi, Trolley. Yes, it is. Do you like it? Oh, well, I don't care that much about winning. It was fun to do it. And I think I'll dance about it now, too. Oh, I guess Uncle Friday's coming now.
Hello, dear.
Aunt C, Sarah, I'm surprised to see you.
Well, Friday's on the phone, and he asked me to come and greet you. It seems there's great interest in the world about this make-believe contest.
Oh, well, I've certainly had a good time drawing my entry.
Why, that's excellent, my dear. There's the castle, and the factory, and the tree, the museum go-round, the mound, and Daniel's clock. Oh, everything.
Yes, it's my own style.
Everyone is doing something different. Do you know what the prize is going to be?
No, I don't. Do you?
No. Friday seems to be keeping it quite a surprise. Oh, here he comes.
Oh, yes.
Queen and niece, I presume?
Correct, as usual, Friday. Uncle Friday. Did you have a satisfactory phone call, Uncle Friday?
Somewhat satisfactory. I'm concerned about the weather forecast for tomorrow.
Oh, that's the day you're going to give the prize, isn't it?
Exactly.
Well, I guess you want the weather to be beautiful for the end of your contest.
Not exactly.
I don't understand.
Surprises are not for understanding. Now for your contest entry, Niece Eberlyn.
Well, this is my drawing, Uncle Friday, and since I'm a member of your immediate family, I don't think I should be eligible for a prize. But I would like to offer you a neighborhood dance for your pleasure.
Well, how thoughtful of you. People rarely consider that the giver of the prize may have some needs himself.
Started out one, Lady Eberlyn, and now you're three.
You never know what will happen in a dance.
But you players seemed sad to begin with.
Oh, yes, we were.
We lost our game today, King Friday.
Did you do your best, Mr. Swan?
I think we did. Don't you, Bob Dog?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, then, you won. All you need to do is your best, and you've won in my book.
Why, Uncle Friday, that is one of the most wonderful things I've ever heard you say.
What did I miss? What did I miss, everyone? Did you tell the prize? What's this handsome person's name?
Well, Lady Elaine, Uncle Friday did not tell the prize, and this fine person is Lynn Swan.
Are you on Bob Dog's team?
We're on each other's team.
Well, you lost.
I know that.
Aren't you sorry?
Yes, but King Friday was helping us, and Lady Eberlyn was helping us, and we were beginning to feel better.
Well, I'll not feel better until I win this contest. What did you say the prize would be, Friday?
I didn't say. And anyway, if you do your best, you will have won the best prize of all.
What's that?
The good feeling about having done well.
But I want the prize.
Well, hope for the best. It may be all or nothing.
Oh, Friday, you and your surprises. I don't know why I always fall for them.
Well, we'll see you tomorrow. Incidentally, Where is your entry, Fairchild?
I'll have it ready tomorrow.
Thanks, King Friday. We have to get back to practice for our next game, right, Bob Dog?
Yeah, okay, then. But is it any use?
Of course. Remember what King Friday said? We can always win as long as we do our best.
Yes. Fine players they are, aren't they?
Yes, they certainly are.
Hi, Charlie. Oh, is it time to go back to reality now? No? A note.
Oh, what is this?
Oh. Dear anybody at the castle, we would like you to come to get the drawings from the children in our school. We think you will like them. They are all different, naturally. Harry Elizabeth Carroll.
Well, they will be interesting to see, won't they?
I'll go and get them, Uncle Freddy, and I'll be back soon.
Oh, very good, Lady Evelyn.
Have our drawing for the contest.
That's right, Daniel. And I guess you all did your best, right?
Well, my best isn't very good. Anna's the one who draws really well.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's easy for me, just like math is easy for you.
You each have something special about you. And what about you, Prince Tuesday? Have you decided to do any more with your drawing?
No. But Daddy will understand. He likes initials. Mm-hmm. And anyway, I'm not allowed to win the prize because I'm a member of the family.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Oh, hi, Lady Evelyn.
I've come for the drawings.
Mm-hmm. Well, here they are, dear.
Well, I have a hard time drawing, Lady Evelyn.
I know, Daniel, and some people have a hard time doing math.
Maybe someday we could have a math contest.
Well, you could do it yourself.
Oh, I never thought of that.
You mean anybody can make up a contest?
Of course.
You don't have to be a king?
Of course not. What kind of contest would you like to make?
Design your own computer car.
Oh, you and Daniel could do that one together. It takes a lot of math for computers, you know.
I know, and that's really fun for me.
I'd better get these back to the castle.
Oh, any word on what the prize might be, Lady Evelyn?
Well, nobody knows yet, but we think it may have something to do with the weather.
The weather? I don't understand.
Nobody understands my dad's prizes, Anna.
I
see.
Your drawing is so very different, Anna.
Well, it's what's my favorite about the neighborhood.
Well, people are my favorite, too, but somehow I just drew buildings like everybody else. Your drawing is really going to make a difference in this contest.
Well, thank you for saying so, Lady Evelyn.
See you all tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, of course you will. We wouldn't miss the surprise prize-giving ceremony.
This is really unique, Mr. Peschler.
Well, I thought since I had the pretzel machine, I might as well just make a little neighborhood out of pretzels.
Do you suppose someone will eat it?
After tomorrow, sure. It should be good to eat.
To change the subject briefly, do you know how to make rain with your machines?
Make what?
Make rain, you know, the kind that sometimes falls from the sky.
I don't know anybody who can do that, King Friday. Most people don't want it to rain.
I realize that. It's just that I need some for tomorrow. Well, we'll discuss it no longer.
I have the children's drawings.
Oh, good.
What is this?
Well, it's the neighborhood in pretzels.
Oh, what a clever idea.
It's turning out to be a wonderful contest. I trust there will also be a wonderful prize.
Well, that's up to you, Uncle Friday.
Yes. See you next time, Trolley.
Yes, tomorrow. Thanks for the note, Trolley.
If you were drawing your own neighborhood, would you draw buildings or people or both? You might even draw some people dancing. Mm-hmm. I guess most of us draw what's important to us. Must feed the fish, give them a little food. and give you a song. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your toys or your fish. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you I like. I was just thinking, what's most important to me are inside things. It's not the games that you play or the prizes that you win that are really important to the people who love you most. It's you. You and your own feelings. The people who love Lynn Swann the most. It's not the trophies that are the most important to them. It's Lynn himself. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day. I'll be back.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.